Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Here we go, rolling into a turnaround Tuesday in the markets, we hope anyway, because Monday was mostly a down day for all the grains. In light volume, Jamie Kohaki of Paragon Investment, what moved the markets Monday?
With corn first, I don't think it's going to affect us a whole lot. It's done, and our yields are probably about 30 bushels lower than we were last year. Most of it's already priced as well. Beans, a whole different situation. I think there is some damage there for sure. We aren't a huge soybean area, but usually we're right around 45 to 50. I would say that we'd be estimated around 35 to 40 the way it looks right now. But the key is going to be coming into the November crop report, which I expect to be bullish, you know, based off the lower yields with the weather, when the weather looks like coming in the next 10 days, and also the disaster up in your area with harvested acres. So I think the market remains supportive, especially in the soybean sector here short term. Funds do have a tiny long position on as well, despite still being short corn. You know, we have been on a nice little rally here, you know, coming into the first part of September since then. We got a big bump off of China and just speculation that the late planted corn and beans yields are not there. But if you take, you know, just an average estimate, say 6 million corn acres, 5 million bean acres, up in your area, could be damaged or are damaged. Like you're saying, it's a huge amount of production taken offline, and the acreage numbers or the harvested numbers need to be adjusted as well.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. There's so much uncertainty out there.
There is, you know, and part of it is, you know, part, you know, with the, of course, the wheat, the small grains, pretty much that's decided, and we kind of know what's going to happen with that. Edible beans is still up in the air question, and that's going to be a struggle here. The end of its insurance period is the end of this month, and it doesn't look like there'll be much activity taking place, so that's going to be a question mark. Now, we really won't know much for corn and for soybeans until December 10th, which is the end of their crop insurance period, but well, a lot can happen between now and then. Hopefully, it means that we can get out in the field and get some harvesting done. But, you know, right now, guys are trying soybeans. It's a struggle. They're wet. Corn, same scenario.
Why were cows higher, calves lower?
You know, I think part of it is because, you know, we're seeing a decent cash trade develop as far as the live cattle side of the market is. And we're also seeing some pretty decent demand. So I think that helped to support the live cattle side. Of course, seeing the corn market a little bit softer should have helped the feeder cattle market. But we're not seeing a lot of movement in feeder cattle right now. And there's just concerns going forward. And then some of it, just like we saw in the grain, some of this is technical in nature as well.
There's a look in the rearview mirror at Monday's markets. I'm Mick Kerr. This has been Inside Agriculture. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow right here.